Johnny dove out the plane door. The air bit at him as he plummeted down. His jets barked alive, and the descent slowed. By swinging his legs, he went up to a higher altitude. He looked at the locked and fighting ships. He had expected that Turl would bail out. The outcome was inevitable. The ships would explode. He was counting on Turl's having no belt gun, and he intended to hunt him down in a jetpack or on the ground. But Turl didn't bail out. Johnny could see him battering away at his control console. Johnny, holding in space with his backpack jets, had the sickening feeling he had made a mistake. Turl, after all, knew cyclotactics backward. What Turl was doing in that jerking, fighting mess where one ship's motors fought the others was trying to outguess the settings of the plane that rode his back. If he could, both motors would agree. Possibly then, a quick roll and reversal of the settings would throw the other ship off his back. The smoke from those conflicting motors was already beginning to rise in the battle plane Johnny had bailed out of. Suddenly, Turl got the combination. Both ships' motors smoothed into shrieking agreement. But Johnny's combination was straight down and 6 feet under, hypersonic. At an abrupt 2,000 miles an hour, both ships hurtled toward the Earth. In an instant, Turl apparently realized that this set of console coordinates was sudden death. Johnny could see him in the cabin, moving urgently. With only 500 feet to go, Turl frantically punched in the reverse combination. His ship motors went into a fighting howl. The inertia of the mass carried it down to within 20 feet of the ground before the descent halted. But the force on the hot motors was too great for them to overcome. Both ships burst into an orange ball of fire. Turl's body hurtled out of the door and struck rolling. The ships struck. With a swing of his legs, Johnny headed downward into a dive. With a thumb on the jetpack throttle, he guided himself to land about 100 feet from the fiercely flaming wreck. Turl was still rolling.
End of CD 15.